At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
NASCAR staying out west. They were in Vegas, put on a good show. Hendrick Carr is running up front, and now it's on to Phoenix. And Reed Spence joins us from NASCAR Wire Service. Reed, good to visit with you.
Likewise, Steve. Good to be with you.
Yeah, good show at the Las Vegas. And this is becoming a big deal for NASCAR. I know they've been going to Vegas for a long time, but this is important for the city. It's important for the sport.
Oh, there's no question about it. And of course, Vegas is one of the destinations as far as NASCAR fans go. And you could see that reflected in the crowd that they had in the grandstands for Sunday's race when Alex Bowman out-dueled his teammate Kyle Larson for the win.
And Kyle Larson had some trouble early in this race and came back and darn near won it.
Yeah, he absolutely did. And that would have been two in a row for him, but he chose the top on that last restart, and, you know, there are people who have been questioning that decision, although he had a good pusher behind him. But, that gave Bowman the opportunity to stay even and clear him on the inside. And, you know, Bowman just did not give up over those final two laps and ended up getting Larson, you know, by a good couple car lengths at the line.
Reed Spencer joining us, NASCAR Wire Service, once again in Vegas, on to Phoenix next, another very popular stop on the circuit. They go there twice, of course, late in the year for the championship race. Reed, one thing I want to talk about, and it is all about the drivers and the cars. We've talked about this sport coming out of COVID-19 on a real upswing, and the television ratings are really showing it. I saw some numbers from a couple of weeks back, and you compare this to the NBA or the NHL or golf or whatever. NASCAR is doing very well. People are tuning in on television.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I was, I was looking at the ratings earlier tonight, and The race in Las Vegas actually outdrew the Duke Carolina basketball game, Mike Krzyzewski's final game in Cameron Indoor Stadium, which kind of surprised me a little bit. But the Las Vegas race drew a very substantial share, outdrew the Carolina game, outdrew the NBA, as you said. And, it definitely is on an upswing. I think that, at least from a fan's perspective, they are really liking what they're seeing with the new next-gen race car. It is much harder to drive. You see them spinning out of control just by pushing it a little bit over the edge, where last year's car, the Gen 6 car, had a lot more side force, a lot more stability, and you could actually catch it when the back started to step out on you. With these spins, once it starts to go, it goes in a hurry and snaps loose. And, you know, I think the drivers are going to take a while getting used to this. You know, obviously, I think these are growing pains with what you're seeing in the races so far. But you had, you know, you had 12 cautions in the Las Vegas race, too short of the racing record. You had a bunch at Fontana the week before. And, you know, that being the case, you know, they don't have a handle on the car yet, and they are definitely harder to drive. And I think that makes for more exciting racing.
Yeah, and showing off the skill of these drivers. And I also think another factor in all of this, and we've touched on this a little bit, is the emergence of new young stars, because there are a lot of big names that stepped away from the sport. I mean, the Dale Earnhardt Jr., Jeff Gordon, Tony Stewart, Jimmy Johnson. I mean, there is a long list of a great championship-level drivers that have stepped away. But now we're seeing the younger drivers, Chase Elliott leading the pack, very, very popular, but there are other young drivers around him, and I think fans are starting to warm up to these drivers and finding new favorites, if you will.
Oh, I think there's no question about that. I mean, we are undergoing a generational change of the guard as far as NASCAR is concerned. I mean, in addition to Johnson and Gordon and Stewart, in the next few years, you're going to see Kevin Harvick step away. Eric Almirola, who's 37 years old, is leaving the sport at the end of this year. You know, I think at some point you're going to see Denny Hamlin get out of the driver's seat and take more of an ownership role with 2311 Racing, you know, more full-time in that regard. So you're absolutely right. And then you had 23-year-old Austin Cindric win the Daytona 500 in just his eighth NASCAR Cup Series race. So, and you've got Harrison Burton, you know, who's had a rough start to the season, but he's another young driver who's going to be good. I mean, I think you've got a lot of young kids that are coming up. Ross Chastain, although he isn't that young, is a relatively new face at the front of the field, and he was another guy that was in position to win the Las Vegas race had things gone right for him. So you definitely have new faces at the front of the field, and I think the car makes a difference in that as well, because it has equalized the territory to some degree between the haves and the have-nots.
And on to Phoenix, I mentioned that up next. And Phoenix is another very popular spot. And this has to be a great sign for the sport, because the clash at the Coliseum went over very well. The return to Fontana and really good crowds there. We already talked about Vegas. And Phoenix is, you know, another big spot for NASCAR fans because, you know, this early season show, a lot of people want to get out of the cold and head for Phoenix, and why not? The weather is always lovely. And, of course, it's the home of the championship race, and it is a shorter track, and that makes for exciting racing.
Oh, absolutely. I think we're going to see some pretty interesting racing and pretty out of control racing at Phoenix, you know, over the weekend, because, you know, it's a flat, relatively slick track. And, you know, that being the case, I think it'll be an interesting race. It's also one where, you know, I think you could see a surprise winner come to the front here as well. You know, Kevin Harvick has dominated that track traditionally, but since they flipped it and turned the track around, put the start finish line over in what you know, what used to be the you know, turn 1-2, and now it's in 3-4, you know, he hasn't had the nomination that he's had, and of course last year didn't have the wins that he had the year before. So, you know, I think it's pretty wide open at Phoenix, and I think we're going to see some great racing there.
Yeah, it should be a great week, but the signs pointing in the right direction, and I've been a fan of the sport for a long time, and there were some tough times, but all things point to, you know, another big year for NASCAR. The fans are turning out. That's good to see. And I think there's a fair amount of cabin fever playing into it, Reed, where people maybe haven't been going to the track and want to get out of the house. And hopefully we're going to see more RVs and more folks making a weekend out of it.
No doubt about it. I mean, the COVID cabin fever certainly has played a part, I think, in attendance at a lot of different events, whether it's concerts or professional sports. And I think it certainly has benefited NASCAR because people have been anxious to get out, get back to races, get back to grandstands that are full. And you've certainly seen that in the first few weeks of the NASCAR season. This time, starting with the clash at the Coliseum, which I think really set the perfect note for the kickoff race for the season, with a younger crowd, college students at right there off the USC campus, and that sort of set the tone for what was to come. Then you had, as it's said, 23-year-old winning the Daytona 500 in Austin Cindric, and I think things have just snowballed ever since then, and I think NASCAR's got great momentum going into Phoenix, and they don't have an off week until June.
So here we go. Well, it keeps you busy. It keeps you out of trouble, right, Reed?
Absolutely right.
All right. Well, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much for the time.
Absolutely, Steve. Good to be with you.
All right, there he is, Reed Spencer, NASCAR Wire Service. On to Phoenix they go, but it is good to see. It's an incredible sport, and it's one of those things where you can't really fully appreciate it until you see a show in person, and it is extraordinary. Just great live. So get to a track and check it out sometime if you're able.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.